Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me now on the KRDO Newsline is Matthew Hansen, the Market President for Alpine Bank. Matthew, thank you so much for your time here on KRDO News Radio.
Yeah, Andrew, really appreciate the opportunity to join you today.
And let's start off with, you know, some of the basics. You know, let's talk a little bit about what you guys do and who Alpine Bank is.
Yeah, great question. So Alpine Bank is a 50-year-old Colorado community bank that was started in Carbondale back in January of 1973. We have about 40 offices located around Colorado, with now six branches located on the Front Range of Colorado, including, and I think in my life, most importantly, the branch we were able to open up in Colorado Springs back in October 31st of 2022.
And when it comes to, you know, Alpine Bank moving into the Colorado Springs area, as you mentioned, kind of starting on the western side of the state, what sets Alpine apart from other banks around?
Man, that is that's a big and I think a very important question, and something that I get asked very often as I've come to Colorado Springs. I think first and foremost, and I think this is overused somewhat as a cliche, but I think our people really do matter. We are an employee-owned and operated privately held bank. We are an ESOP bank, and that, I think, already begins to set us apart from a lot of other, even community banks, but certainly regional and national banks. We are tasked in every community to be a part of that community, to understand what makes that community tick, and then given the opportunity to act at a somewhat independent level within those communities, to meet the needs of that community. We don't have these individual or pointed mandates from on high saying, this is what we want to see as an organization, and it's your job to deliver that. We get to kind of push up from the bottom and say, hey, as a part of Colorado Springs, as a part of whatever community you're in, this is what matters. This is what's important in that community. This is how we make that community better, whether it's how we support businesses, nonprofits, or the consumer. And I think that's a big distinction in how the bank operates. And it has certainly charged me with being kind of that entrepreneurial person in the Colorado Springs community.
Yeah, I mean, you know, not to, you know, kind of shed too much light or, you know, kind of take the focus away from the bank, but it's also great to have that kind of local leadership, as you grew up in our local area as well, and you know kind of what sets, you know, Colorado Springs and the concerns not only of the residents but businesses here along the Front Range versus those over in the, you know, the more ski communities.
Yeah, so it's funny, as one who most recently came from a ski community in Breckenridge and being there with Alpine Bank for the last 10 years, I was really excited to be able to come back to the place that I had called home for so many years of my life. It's just been a great homecoming, if you will, for me. Coming back to where my family is still residing after over 35 years in the community. My parents still have a home that they built in Black Forest. So it was great to come back here and then be able to be a part of a community that helped shape me as I was growing. And I think more so now in kind of the business world that I'm leading in, understanding what makes El Paso County, what makes Colorado Springs different from the other communities that we serve, certainly. But I think, you know, very proudly, what makes us different from the rest of the Front Range that we have served over the last 10 years through Alpine Bank. So I really jumped at the opportunity to come down to Colorado Springs, and whether it's there to be able to kind of figure out how the Springs has grown and matured since I was there after graduating college, or even coming back and saying, this is the community I really want to care about and serve because of the ways that they ways the community had helped develop me and certainly my very formidable years. So I'm very proud and honored to be back in that same community. And I think I have a lot of insight to, I was a military child as my dad was Air Force and moved out to Colorado Springs for a role with the Air Force. And so I understand that being kind of in the DNA of Colorado Springs. But there's many other ways that I think that I bring some local knowledge that will benefit both the community, but then for the bank in general as well.
Yeah, and speaking of the bank, is you'd mentioned it was started about 50 years ago, and really as you're marking this 50th anniversary, giving back and really pouring into these different communities with that entrepreneurial spirit is definitely a key focus for this year.
Yeah, this is a really special year for us. I think apart from this being our 50th year, we've always been given the charge, but also the opportunity to support the nonprofits in every community that we're in. And while I was up in Summit County serving up there, my job was to know how do we reach those who are less fortunate? How do we support nonprofits who are doing good work in the community? And now coming down to Colorado Springs, I get to carry that on. And so every year we've very much had this philanthropic approach to how we do business, that it's not just, hey, we offer checking accounts and we can do loans, but it's also how do we support the communities that we're a part of? The 50th year was really, it's been a kind of a banner year of giving for us in that we are looking to give $5 million back to the communities that we serve across Colorado, including Colorado Springs, whether it's through scholarships, grants, general giving to nonprofits. And we've been proud to be a part of that process in Colorado Springs. And I think we've made an impact in a lot of great organizations there. And I'd say further, one of the things that sets Alpine Bank apart in that realm is our method of giving, and that we have this great loyalty debit card program that provides a mechanism to link our customers' behaviors and activities, swiping a debit card, and then the bank allocating bank resources, in this case, funding, into various buckets that we're able to then distribute back out to the community. And so it creates almost this altruistic opportunity for our customers to say, hey, I care about arts in the community. Well, we have a debit card that just by you swiping that card and getting gas or your groceries or whatever you may be doing, we're allocating bank finances to be able to support that thing you care about in the community that you're in. And so I think it's a great way to give back, but even more so, it's great to make such an impact in this, our 50th year in our communities.
Yeah, and another way that you're helping to give back is actually partnering with us here at KRDO for the upcoming Colorado College hockey season with the Power Play for Charity, where a portion of the money collected throughout this campaign based off the number of Power Play goals will go back to local entities as well.
Absolutely. This has been an exciting development for this year. I really jumped at the opportunity to be able to participate with the Power Play for Charity with CC Hockey. It was amazing coming back to this community and being able to experience CC Hockey at the new Robeson Arena, getting to introduce what was very much a part of my childhood to my kids, and they love going to games there. They're located downtown just north of us in the downtown area. Love what CC means to this community. I think you've seen just that electricity, that charge at those games, and what better place to be able to certainly showcase who we are, but showcase our desire to give back to the community and partner with something that the community loves to rally around with CC Hockey.
Yeah, it's, again, just a way that you're taking, at least this year, but really kind of, as you mentioned, it's a cornerstone of Alpine Bank to be a part of these communities as well. Unfortunately, we're up against the clock, but Matthew, if people want to learn more information, maybe get some of those specifics about some of the different banking products and, you know, kind of that day-to-day aspect that of your services at Alpine Bank, what's the best way to learn more?
Yeah, two ways. alpinebank.com, great resource there on a broad level. But two, please come in and just see us. We're located at 90 South Cascade in the old Wells Fargo Tower, right in off of Cascade. We'd love to talk to you. Certainly, I hope what you hear is my passion for the community, but we very much carry that passion in what we do on the banking side as well, and would love to connect with you there.
Matthew, we appreciate your time. Again, for more information, alpinebank.com, or again, you can't miss it. It's probably the tallest building in downtown, right on the corner of Colorado and Cascade. Really appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you for the opportunity.